I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on March 11th, 2020. The Linux Foundation has announced the creation of a new organization to help spearhead the open source microservices ecosystem. TARS is a high-performance RPC framework originally developed by Tencent as a fully-fledged enterprise solution for microservices development, operation, and maintenance. The Linux Foundation took the project under its wing back in 2018, and now has announced it spun up a brand new nonprofit foundation to push the open source microservices story with TARS at its core. Along with Tencent, foundation members and partners of the TARS Foundation include Arm, Ampere, Kong, and Zenlayer. The Linux Foundation is actively encouraging anyone with interest in the microservices field to get involved. Yesterday saw a lot of news in the container space, with Docker, VMware, and Amazon all vying for attention. Probably the least surprising announcement from the three companies was that Docker is planning to build on its existing deployment capabilities and looks to provide users with a complete pipeline solution that runs from code to cloud. The new service offering will be available through a monthly subscription model, though they haven't announced the pricing yet. The growing dominance of Kubernetes in the container orchestration space led VMware to announce a fairly dramatic broadening of focus yesterday. While a longtime champion of virtualization technologies, through external acquisitions and in-house development, VMware is now in a position to support both its traditional base and also the newer container-style method of software deployment. The company has brought all of these technologies together under its Tanzu brand, and its new Kubernetes-enabled product line is expected to be available in the beginning of May. Wrapping up the container news, Amazon has announced the preview of a brand new Linux-based operating system called BottleRocket. Designed specifically for running container workloads, BottleRocket is reminiscent of Red Hat's CoreOS Container Linux, and it adopts a similar single-step update process to ensure system consistency and easy rollback. The operating system contains only the bare minimum of tooling needed to operate. Much of it is written in Rust and doesn't even ship with a shell enabled in its default configuration. BottleRocket supports Docker and OCI-compliant container images. And while initially aimed at use with Amazon's managed Kubernetes service, it's fully open source and could see a wider uptake. And finally today, the Free Software Foundation Europe is looking to hire an executive assistant. The wide-ranging administrative role will be based at the organization's Berlin office, and a good command of both English and German is required. It is expected that the open-ended part-time post will demand between 25 and 35 hours of work per week, and the closing date for applications is Thursday, April 2nd. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/121. We'll be back tomorrow.